Welcome tonight to the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show from your hometown Toyota Store Studios. I'm today's host, Nika Blankenship, filling in for Tyler Mon, who is in who knows what country right now. But we have a two for you tonight. And I'll first be joined by Denver volleyball head coach, Megan Pendergast, whose Pioneers are coming off a solid opening weekend out west. And then following her, we'll be joined by Denver triathlon head coach, Barbara Perkins, to take a look at their opening race weekend last weekend. As promised, though, I'd like to welcome to the show Denver volleyball bench boss, Megan Pendergast. Megan, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Nico?
Fantastic. Let's get right after it. You opened last weekend at USC, getting swept by a nationally ranked team, but two very competitive sets in those three. And then you come back and reverse sweep LMU the next day. Let's start with that USC match, though. A quick look at the set score. Like I mentioned, it doesn't really show how competitive that match was. How did you see the first three sets of your season?
Yeah, you know, I think we were a little nervous. We looked like we needed a little bit of time to settle in, and USC is not a program where you get that luxury. And so I thought we came out pretty strong in the first set. We had a couple errors, a couple things that weren't our norm the last few weeks in our gym training against ourselves. But, you know, you put an opponent out there and it looks and feels a little different. You know, 6,000 people in the stands. It's a little different in feel. And so I was proud of our resilience. I was proud of how we fought back. You know, Brad Keller as the head coach at SC has done a great job there and has continued to build that program. And we're very familiar with each other in a sense of we both came from UCLA and, you know, our systems are very similar. We come from the same coaching trees. And so it was really an amazing experience to be in front of, you know, those fans, 6,000 in LA on a Friday night and for our season opener. And so I was proud of how we came out. Obviously we expect to be competitive and be in every single match. So disappointed in our ability to execute things throughout the whole match, but overall not a bad start in terms of that SC match. And again, unbelievable crowd, unbelievable opportunity for us.
How important is that though to set, I guess, not necessarily an expectation, but to set for your program, hey, we hope to be playing in these big matches at the end of the year. Like, that's what we're striving for in November and December, to be playing in these big matches in front of these big crowds. Just how important is that to expose that to them right away?
Yeah, I mean, it's why we were there, right? And we've got more of those big matches to come. You know, you've got a lot of the Colorado schools. Northern Colorado is a force to be reckoned with recently. And so excited to play them. You got Colorado, you got Arkansas, you've got, you know, Memphis coming in here this weekend. Every team is legit that we're playing this preseason, and every team is going to be battling for their conference championship and for the NCAA tournament. And that's by design. We want to be there. We want to be able to play these teams and compete. And, you know, I think you saw our resilience and our toughness against LMU in that reverse sweep. And LMU's a powerhouse program in volleyball, and they have been for a while. And, you know, the last two coaches there have had a ton of success and gone on to, you know, programs where they're having success again. And so it's for us to come out against a program like that and to fight back, I think, was a good first step, you know, to show up against SC and push them in that first set and then reestablish and push late as well. I think that's a good first step. And so we want to, you know, we train for December, and that's what it, we keep that in mind, but we also want to win now. So.
Well, the great thing about volleyball, especially in this non-conference tournament portion of your season, you only have 14 hours to sit on that USC loss before that LIU game. Just, I know that you mentioned it earlier with the reverse sweep, but talk about the response from your team, especially early in the season, to know, hey, the match is never over until it's over. You guys have the skill, the athletic ability to fight back and get in these matches. And at the end of the day, you win 3-2 and 5.
Yeah, we won that match because of the behavior of the women in my program. And when I say that, I mean, we're trying out different things. It's week one, right? Like, I made some subs. I, you know, took some people out who've had major roles and put a few new people in and mixed it up. And the way our athletes and the way the athletes reacted on the bench and in the in the moment in those games and how locked in they were. It was like they didn't miss a beat. Emma Mirabelli, Ava Reynolds, their leadership, Elena Finucane, their leadership this past weekend in terms of, understanding no matter what role I'm in isn't always in my control. Like that's decided by someone else at times, but no matter what my job is right in this moment, I'm gonna do it great. All three of those guys came out and were so loud and so enthusiastic on the bench and were locked in and competitive. They didn't miss a beat. So then when they went back in there, they were ready to go. There wasn't a moment's time where they changed their mentality, like we're gonna fight back and win this match. And so our culture won that match, or gave us the opportunity to win that match in a lot of ways. And I was really proud of that, in terms of us being tough and us having people that understand the big picture and are locked in. And it was really cool for me to be a part of. So.
Yeah, it's awesome to hear. Genevieve Lewis had a big weekend for you with 10 kills against USC on Friday before going off for 15 and 5 blocks against LMU on Saturday. Where have you seen her game grow the most this offseason, as you could get through the opening weekend?
I think Jen's really isolated of where she can isolated the things she needs to do to be great. And you see that from her more and more. I was super proud of how she showed up this weekend and was a huge impact for us, obviously. And I think Jen's been working really hard for her whole career and knows this is senior year, and like she wants the opportunity to be out there and make an impact. And I think the biggest thing is I sense her maturity. In a lot of ways. And I think she has matured a lot recently, from last year to this year. And I also think she just is out there playing free, looks comfortable, looks like she's, able to bounce back from errors really quick. And yeah, super proud of Jen. Obviously, now people know who she is and they're gonna find her when they're watching video of us very quickly. I promise you that. And so, how she responds this coming up weekend to, people dialing in on trying to stop her. I'm really interested to see and excited for her to continue to grow and hopefully have a really great year this year.
You open the season by mixing in two setters in your rotations in the opening two matches. Just kind of talk about what that style has done to change the offense a little bit this year.
Yeah. So for the viewers at home wanting to learn about volleyball, when you have one setter on the floor, it's called a 5-1. So you have five attackers, one setter, right? Technically. When you have two setter system, it's a 6-2. So our setters are going through the back row, and then we're always put instead of going through the front row, we're always putting in an additional attacker. So we always have three. And I think that speaks to one, the hard work and development of both of the setters we have on our roster, and that they're both doing a really great job for us right now. I think it also speaks to our ability or our depth at the pin and us being able to have more and more attackers out there and them providing that opportunity for us too. So it's really two position groups that are forcing this. It's a good thing for, I say forcing, but creating this situation for us, it's a good thing. I think both setters, both opposites, and everyone we have on our roster, we could flip into a 5-1 with either setter right now, depending on what we need. And that's really, again, it speaks to our depth. It speaks to the talent we have in the gym and the young talent we have in the gym. And I'm really excited about it. So the 6-2 provided us more offense, provided us more size against two very formidable programs with really some, they got some big girls out there. So a little bit more size, a little bit more offense. It was really worked out for us, and we'll see, see how the season unfolds, but was a really good thing for us, good strategy this weekend. Pat.
Especially, it's just good as a coach to have the option too, I imagine, like to have that
It's nice. It's
flexibility, like you
nice,
mentioned,
Nico, to
depending
have
on the game.
options.
Exactly. Freshman Alicia Thibodeau made an early impact to start
Alicia.
off. Alicia,
Yeah.
thank you. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
it. Made an early impact to start her freshman season with 7 kills, 2 aces, 4 digs, and 3 blocks against LMU. Is that an instant contribution that I guess that you saw coming just in the preseason, getting her in the gym, or what have you most liked about her game here in the first few weeks that you've had her in the gym?
Yeah, I think a lot of our freshmen are going to be impacts at some point, and their number's going to get called at some point. Alicia was, one of the first ones, and she's done a great job of just being where her feet are and competing. You hear it's not just the kills. She's got the digs and blocks and aces, and she plays the whole game. She's got a ton of international experience playing, in Canada. And I was really, it's not easy to get thrown out there against two really awesome programs and two awesome teams and to make an impact like she did. But her impact on the court in that LMU game, I can't speak enough about. I think it was immediate. You felt it. You felt the competitiveness. You felt the fire. You felt the just go mentality. And she is can bring that on a daily basis, and she does. So the thing I've been most impressed with her, though, is the consistency of how she shows up each day, right? And that's why she's able to go into these programs early on in her or matches early on in her career and make an impact. So the consistency from her showing up, the professionalism has been amazing.
Awesome. Well, finally, Denver volleyball returns to Hamilton this weekend. You'll host the Denver Invitational, Memphis on Thursday, Texas Southern on Friday, and Idaho State on Saturday. What are the biggest areas you'd like to see your team improve from week one to week two?
Yeah, I think it takes 2, 3 weeks for all these programs to really find their lineup. And so we're really focused on what we're doing on the other side of the net. Like obviously we've got more of a scouting report from week one. You don't really know what's going to show up. Week two, you have a better idea. So I'd love to see us execute our game plan really well, but I would really love to see us focused on our side of the net and executing our system and what we do at a little bit higher level and a level that we see in practice each day. And that'll be our focus going into the weekend is, can we play three great teams, three great programs, put a whole weekend together, versus just moments, I think is the real challenge this weekend is can we put three good days together in a row of our system playing our volleyball, and hopefully our depth helps with that, and hopefully our experience that we got from this past weekend helps as well. But I'm excited. Three great programs. I'm get to play in Hamilton in front of the Denver fans, and I'm stoked.
Well, we're excited to have you back too. Tickets are on sale on DenverPioneers.com. The freshmen have made their way to campus. The rest of the student body's on their way. And again, it's been great to catch up with you.
You too.
That'll wrap up the first half of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show from your hometown Toyota Store studio. Stay tuned for Denver Triathlon head coach Barbara Perkins next on 104.3 The Fan HD3. Welcome back to the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show from your hometown Toyota Store studio. I want to thank Denver volleyball head coach Megan Pendergast again for her time, but we shift focus now to Denver Triathlon. The Pioneers got their 2025 season underway with the Southern Hills Triathlon last Saturday in Hot Springs, South Dakota. And we're joined now by head coach Barbara Perkins. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to see you today.
Great to see you as well. Well, we'll just jump right in. As I mentioned, you took your squad to South Dakota last weekend for the Southern Hills Triathlon, taking fifth place as a team. Fira Corral led your athletes with a fifth place finish. Just kind of talk about your overall takeaways from the opening weekend.
So we're a very young team this year. We're very eager and very coachable and hungry. We had some individual meetings and team meetings leading into this weekend, and we kind of called it a fact-finding mission for us to go test out where we're at and bring that back. And we get to jump right back into Desert's Edge next weekend in Grand Junction. This season always starts really quickly, and we're just gelling as a team and building team culture and adjusting to altitude. So there's a lot of different factors, but I'm excited to see our potential and where we're going to go from here.
Kind of a broad-based look at the sport and for your program as a whole. How have you seen kind of this preseason, this first meet or race, excuse me, kind of evolve throughout your years here with the program?
Yeah, I think because triathlon is still an emerging sport, it's still growing. Every year is a little bit different, and so like a lot of other teams already have their schedules set well in advance, and they have multi-year deals, or they like go to a race in a different state, and then the next year the other team comes back and you host them. So we just don't have that kind of infrastructure yet, so it's still establishing. And then S Southern Hills is a race that we've gone to 3 times now. So it's become kind of our season opener, and so we're pretty familiar with the course, and even just seeing how the course and the town has evolved, and like the competition has gotten stronger every year. So it's nice to see the sport growing and getting more support across the country.
I mentioned Meyer's fifth place finish last weekend. She is one of two of your captains. She's one of three of your returners as well. And she looks to defend her U23 title this weekend in Canada. Just kind of talk about that opportunity for a student athlete to be able to compete on a national stage for their national championship.
Myra is such a fun athlete to coach. She knows herself really well. She's very good at expressing herself, and we have really been talking over the last several months about just making the sport fun again and just having the joy of racing. And I think with this new crew of freshmen coming in and just the joy of that, it was very apparent, and I haven't seen that in Myra in a little while, so it was fun to see her, and she's excited about racing again and building on her own season, and she's really invested in the NCAA season this year. So I'm really thankful to have her leadership and be able to work with her and guide her through this journey.
Your other two returners, Coco, and then your other captain, Elizabeth Parita, return for you this season. Just how have you seen them grow and improve in the offseason in preparation for this fall?
Yeah, Elizabeth kind of came in under the radar as an unknown when I recruited her, and she's had like a stellar NCAA career, and she made it very apparent that she wanted to be a leader for this team. She's been talking about it, so it's great to see her step into that leadership role and be very vocal. And she's really good at communicating like what the team needs to me. So that's also nice to have that in a captain and senior leadership. And Coco has a family history of triathlon. She's been around the sport her entire life. So it's really nice to have her experience and expertise for the team. And she's just really become like kind of the social captain for the team. She has everybody over at her house. They make dinner, they do their nails. So yeah, it's also nice to have her giving that to the team as well.
Social captain, I love that. I haven't heard that a lot in a lot of programs, and I love the idea of it. It just gives you like a yes, somewhere as an outlet for outside of racing to go to. Core freshmen, as you mentioned, on the roster this season, three of them made their debuts last weekend in the Super Sprint in Southern Hills. What excites you most about this freshman class?
I think, like I said in the beginning, just like their potential, and they're just coming in with they're very open to being coached, and we have those three girls that I just spoke of as our senior leadership. So it's a great balance, and it just feels like we're all kind of in this together. And I think that their excitement for the sport is kind of contagious. It's making me excited to come to practice. I think it's also bringing that joy and excitement back to the girls that have been doing this for a long time. So I think that they have great potential as leaders, as athletes, and I'm really excited to see where they go from this season and moving forward into their college careers too.
You mentioned that last weekend was kind of a fact-finding mission. What do you want to get out of this next race here in Grand Junction as you continue to ramp up for the postseason in November?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity because it's in state. We can drive to the race, and we're at altitude. It's also jumping up to the sprint distance, so it'll be our first one of the season. So again, it'll still be kind of early in the season for us to kind of see where we're at. And we only really started speed work this week following the race. So going into Southern Hills, we were just doing more like aerobic volume and tempo. We did one hard workout that's a team relays that we do traditionally every year. So it's really fun to see the different strengths that they have, and like transitions has been a huge area that we're working on. So I think, just tightening those things up makes a big difference. And so we have a lot of work ahead of us, but we're eager to do it, and we're happy as a team. So it's exciting time.
Schedule rounds out. The Prairie State Cup is in Illinois on October 4th, and then you have the Western Regional Championships on October 26th, and the National Championships again as in Tempe, Arizona on November 8th. Obviously, a very fast-paced moving season with only five races. How do you guys build up? Like I know from talking to you and Alicia in the past for swimming, you're building up to that championship. Me, is it kind of similar in triathlon with you're building up to hopefully peak at the right time here in November?
Yes, exactly what you said. I think the last couple of years we've actually had our best race at regional championships. So that's been interesting, just kind of nailing in where we're peaking. And we're also moving back the regional championships this year. So usually it's in the middle of October, it's at the end of October, it's 2 weeks out from nationals. So that adds another kind of layer of targeting key workouts when we're peaking, when we're doing peak volume. So it's always an evolving process, no matter what year, even if you're in the national champions, you always want to come back and like, how do you recreate it? You have a different team, different strengths. So we're doing a more slow roll into this season. So we're going to try to build our volume, then the tempo, and then the speed. We've done that in the spring season and it's worked out really well. We've gone to Claremont every year and March and had like a really great season opener. So I'm trying to kind of replicate that a little bit more for our postseason racing and regionals and nationals.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to following you guys throughout the fall. And thank you very much for your time, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
This has been the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show, presented by your hometown Toyota Stores Studios. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.